City Council come to order and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lanza?
Here.
Mr. McAllister? Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Snappy?
Here.
Mr. Stravis?
Here.
Councilman McAllister, you're up on the, to lead us in the salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
First item on the agenda are executive communications. There are none. Next item on the agenda is general communications. Any comments from council members on general communications? If not, we'll move into quarterly reports. Because of the late hour, we're going to combine the quarterly reports and have them in the first meeting in April. That's for Water Department, Engineering, and MIS, and Walk Sewer Authority. Next item on the agenda is Rule 41 for public comment. I don't believe anybody signed up. Is that correct? Okay. So public comment will skip. Yes, Councilwoman. February 5th. Yes, acceptance of minutes, council meeting held on February 5th. Can I have a motion? Seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, a yes. We can do a voice vote on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. All opposed? So the minutes stand. Yes. And one abstention.
Thank you, sir. Oh, and a brief correction. I believe that it's the minutes from February 3rd.
I did say February 3rd?
I thought
yes.
You said the 5th.
Okay. All right. So it's been the minutes of February 3rd have been approved. No one signed up for public comment, so we're going to move on to announcement of appointments. First item is Warwick Harbor Management Commission. Joseph Rosalino, 58 Melbourne Ave, Warwick, Rhode Island. Term to expire December 1st, 2024. Appointments requiring confirmation. The first item on the agenda is the Land Trust. Could I have a committee report appointments?
Martha Cruciani, favorable action, Mr. President.
Okay, this recommendation is for favorable action. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? I know we had a lot of discussion in committee on that, and Councilwoman Travis. If not, the clerk will call a roll, and a yes is to approve the nomination of Martha Cruciani to the Land Trust. Yes.
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 The appointment of Martha Cruciani stands passed. Next item on the agenda is the appointment of Nathan Cornell to the Land Trust Committee Report appointment.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattisaur, Councilman Corley, Councilman Ricks. Is there any discussion on this appointment? I know we had a lot in committee. If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve the appointment of Nathan Cornell to the Land Trust. Yes.
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 The appointment of Nathan Cornell to the Land Trust is approved. Next item on the agenda is the appointment of Daniel Fagan to the Land Trust Committee Report appointments.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman, who's going to move it? Councilman Sinapi, this is your ward. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve the appointment of Daniel Fagan to the Land Trust Committee, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The appointment of Daniel Fagan to the Land Trust stands approved. Next item on the agenda is under the consent calendar. It's PCR 2220, a resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance. For action, Councilman Lattisaur. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
First item on PCR 2220, item number one, 2020-184, workstation, laptops, tablets, printers, favorable action. Item two, 2020-266, grass seed mixtures, favorable action. 2020-267, bacteriological testing for beaches, favorable action. 2028-268, fertilizer, liquid weed control, and lime, favorable action. 2020-279, Fire Department Class B uniforms, favorable action. 2020-286, Marine Four water jet propulsion parts, favorable action. 2020-287, MSM magnet software licenses, favorable action. 2020-289, purchase 2020 Chevrolet 35 heavy duty pickup with accessories, favorable action.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion that we didn't have in committee on the finance bids? If not, a yes is to approve the finance committee bids, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 2220 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business, and that's the first item is PCO 2219 sub A, an ordinance relative to council office space, second passage, committee report, public properties.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaur.
Mr. President, I move favorable action on PCO 22-19.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call a roll, and a yes is to approve. Yes.
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 Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
PCO 2219 sub A for second passage stands passed. Next item is PCO 2619, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Sundown Corporation, for second passage, committee report, land use.
Excuse me. Favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCO-26-19.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Ricks. Any discussion on second passage? If not, the clerk will call the roll. Any yeses to approve? Yes.
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 PCO 2619 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2719 sub A, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick Zarella Development Corporation. This is for second passage. Committee report, land use.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on PCO 2719 sub A for second passage? If not, a yes is to approve for second passage, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 2719 sub A, second passage, stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719, the Pension Board. This is for first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold till March 9th.
Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1519 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. This is first passage. Committee report, ordinance. Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 320, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1. This is for first passage. Committee report, intergovernmental. Is that
favorable
hold?
Hold
till March 23rd?
Hold till March 23rd.
Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 420, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. This is for first passage. Committee report, public safety. Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1618, tree damage claims. It's not drafted. Committee report, public safety. That's being moved to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18019, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting a waiver slash exemption to ride regulation slash requirements. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Move to pending file.
It's moved to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18219, a resolution regarding the lease of the Cooper Building. It's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
I believe this was held to March 9th.
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
March 23rd. Excuse
held
me.
Till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19519, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance. Councilman Sinapi. Finance.
March 9th.
Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 720, an omnibus resolution of congratulations and condolences. Committee report, community affairs.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion on our yearly omnibus resolution of congratulations and condolences? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 720 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1020, a resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane. Committee report, public safety. Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1120, a resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park. Committee report, finance.
Hold till March 24th.
Held till March 23rd.
I'm sorry, March 3rd.
23, yep. Okay. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1220, a resolution relative to the installation of street sign at Lenox Ave and Warwick Neck Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Favorable action.
Public safety.
I'm sorry.
I believe that's hold March 9th, public safety?
Sure is.
Hold till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1320, a resolution to the DPW that signage be erected as stated in PCR 14419. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 13-20.
Seconded by. Wait a second. Councilman Ricks. Any discussion on this? I know we had a discussion in committee. So this is a resolution to the DPW that signage be erected as stated in the PCR 14419. Any questions, statements? Councilman Sinapi.
So my apologies for not speaking on this before. I was under the impression it was going to be held until it wasn't. That being said, I've been informed that these signs are up, so I plan to vote no, given that the point is now moot.
Is there any other questions, Councilman?
I have no knowledge of the signs being up. Again, I was by this area late morning, and those signs were not up. So I don't know where the information is coming from that they were up. I have no evidence of that being the case.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Councilman. McAllister.
Through the President, would you hold so we can confirm?
Sure, that's fine.
That's fine. So you want to hold till March 9th?
Hold till March 9th to confirm.
Hold till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1420, a resolution by the city, by the Warwick City Council, urging the governor not to raise the amount of the veterans' pay to live in the Rhode Island veterans' home. My understanding to the clerk that this, all council members are co-sponsoring this, and committee report intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by the entire council. Is there any further discussion that we didn't have in committee on this regarding the veterans home? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 1420 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1520, a resolution relative to school bonds, consideration for the 2020 ballot. Committee report, finance. Is that hold till March 9th?
Hold till March 9th.
Hold till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2120, resolution relative to claims. Committee report, public safety. Hold till March 9th. There's one item on the agenda for referral and advertising. It's PCO 620, proposed zoning ordinance relating to the installation of solar energy systems, and that's going to be referred out for referral and advertising. The next item on the agenda is to move to the unanimous consent calendar. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
What 6? What 7? What 8? Pass. Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis, bring us in.
There be no further business of this honorable body. I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves into the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We now stand in the docket section. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
I have one resolution. The tentative title is the City Council Resolution in support of legislation to establish an Ocean State Climate Adaption and Resolution Fund. I do have a draft of the resolution in the requested language. This is in support of legislation that is being sponsored by Senator Lynch, Councilwoman Vella Wilkinson,
State Rep.
And is that their request for support on this issue?
And I just wanted to mention to everybody about the email and how specific we should be, or as specific as we can, when we docket resolutions or ordinances. And I thought that that was pretty specific. If anybody has any questions, any of our city council solicitors can help us out before or after. Thank you. Ward 6, anything to docket?
I have one. An ordinance in regard to amending chapter...
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't assign that to a committee. That's going to be intergovernmental.
Okay.
Go ahead, Councilwoman.
An ordinance in regard to amending chapter 40-30 PCO 8-18. Smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. It's an amendment going
to
be added.
To an ordinance. Yes. We'll put that in ordinance. Ward 8, or Ward 7, sorry.
I have two. The first is a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at the northeast intersection of Abbott Ave. And I have a police study for that.
Public safety.
And the second one is docketed by myself and Councilwoman Travis. It's a resolution in regards to erecting three stop signs at the following locations: eastbound and westbound sides of Granite Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue, and westbound side of Haines Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue, and I have a police study for that as well.
Public safety. Ward 8.
Just one ordinance about the amendment of the Ward zoning ordinance and basically establishing regulations for the
We're going to put that into land use. Ward 9 passes. City Council stands adjourned. Have a good evening.